Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Tim Yeo, who is the newly appointed chairman at Powerhouse Energy. How are you today, Tim?
I'm fine, thank you, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I think we've had quite a long journey in terms of Powerhouse over the last few years. It's been developing its technology and trying to spread the message regarding turning plastic waste into hydrogen and solving the plastic waste problem. What are you going to do for Powerhouse in your new role?
Well, I will obviously I'm fairly newly arrived at Powerhouse, joined the board in July. What I will bring, I believe, is firstly a very good understanding of the policy issues around this. As you say, Powerhouse Energy's technology directly addresses the problem of plastic waste, which can't be recycled. That's a global problem, not just in this country, but right around the world. It also, because of the potential to generate high-quality hydrogen, directly addresses the need for low-carbon energy. And it's clear that hydrogen is very much a fuel whose time has come. I think it's got very important applications, particularly in the transport industry, where we will certainly see a lot of heavy vehicles, trucks, buses, and so on, being powered by hydrogen. I think at the moment, obviously, batteries have got a clear lead in ordinary cars. So I'll bring all that. I also will bring a great deal of energy. I've never agreed to be involved in any business unless I was going to have a really active role, even as a non-executive. I'll be really active. And I think that this is a good time to introduce that element into Powerhouse Energy.
But you have experience of the stock market before. You're not somebody who was just a politician and in the corridors of power and then decided to turn up at the stock market. You already have a history in the market here.
Yes, indeed. I mean, before I was in Parliament, I was on the board of two fully listed companies in my early 30s. So I've got some history there. But recently, I was chairman of AFC Energy, another important low-carbon energy company, for 11 years. I'm currently on the board of Getlink, which is the French company, or I would say the Franco-British company, which owns and runs the Channel Tunnel. I've been on that board for 13 years. I'm chairman of the corporate committee, which looks after governance and strategy issues at Getlink. So I'm used to a hands-on role. I've been enthusiastic about this particular company, Powerhouse. I've known about it for a while because it does address these two twin problems of plastic waste and the need for more low-carbon energy. And I think this is a very exciting time to join it. It completed a successful fundraise earlier this month, so it's got some money in the bank, and I think we're on the threshold of a new era in the company's history.
But the issue here is still in terms of Powerhouse and maybe the whole climate change and green crusade, that there are a lot of people talking about it, complaining about it, say plastic waste and the 5p on the bag, and we should not drive, you know, cars and do this and do that. A lot of people have become famous pointing out the problem, but isn't it true to say that actually somebody turning up to actually deliver a solution has not had the publicity and has not had the backing either in government or anywhere else to actually change things and deliver on that that green crusade?
No, I agree. I agree with that. I think that in terms of plastic waste, you know, the world is used to plastic as an incredibly convenient commodity. It's used in all sorts of products, but it does have this downside that we haven't found a proper way of dealing with the waste. This is what Powerhouse will be able to offer, and I think that will be warmly welcomed by consumers when they understand it. In terms of energy, we are obviously expecting from BEIS a white paper. It keeps getting put back a bit, but and we're confident that will address the role of hydrogen very directly. We want to make sure through our connections in government, which are significant, we want to make sure that the contribution that this particular technology can make will be recognised in that. It looks as though the actual publication of that's been pushed back into after Christmas, but that's possibly because the government's got one or two other things on its mind right now. But I think that the ability of Powerhouse Energy to deliver a technology which solves not one but two of the most urgent environmental challenges, I think that will that is the sort of key role that we hope to play. Certainly, I hope the company will play in the next few years.
Right. I mean, the virtue signalers that have been around saying that, you know, the climate change is a disaster and this is, you know, and all these things are happening. They haven't really defined a timeline. They've said that, you know, by 2035 this will happen, and you know, 2040 this will happen. With Powerhouse Energy, how quickly could we get to the stage where plastic is being taken out of the environment and hydrogen is being used on a wide scale basis, so that we really are greener and cleaner?
Well, I think it's clear. I mean, the concern about climate change is intensifying very rapidly, as I have long expected to do. I've studied climate change closely for nearly 30 years. The direction of travel has always been clear. What has not been clear is the speed of travel. It is clearly faster than we were expecting when we first started to understand this at the end of the 1980s. So the ability to avoid a temperature increase, global average temperature increase, which would produce dangerous and irreversible climate change, you know, temperature increase of 3 or 4 degrees centigrade, the ability to avoid that is going to depend on what the world does in the next 15 years. If we haven't made big strides towards tackling that problem by 2035, it'll be too late to start then. So this decade is really absolutely critical. And I'm confident that part of the solution on the energy front is going to be hydrogen, and that's got to get underway during these 2020s. In terms of the plastic problem, I think that simply depends on how quickly we can demonstrate this technology is commercially viable. I'm not going to try and put a date on that right now. But the fact that it is urgent, it is obvious to anyone who's concerned about the environment, both on land and, of course, at sea, which at the moment has to absorb a hideous amount of plastic waste.
Right, and in terms of your role, does that mean that you will be going around the world telling people about Powerhouse, sort of talking to them about signing up to build plants and, you know, get on with the plastic waste and the hydrogen issues?
Yes, I mean, part of my role will be to raise the profile, both at home and abroad, of what Powerhouse Energy can do. That's something which my background probably equips me quite well to do. When I was chair of the Energy and Climate Change Select Committee in Parliament, I travelled very frequently to China, to South Korea, to Australia, to America, pushing the need, and in some of those countries this was not welcome, particularly in countries like America and Australia, pushing the need for a much faster transition to low carbon business models.
Tim Yeo, Chairman at Powerhouse Energy, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.